And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 16th of April, 2010. It's the birthday of Kingsley Amis, born in London, 1922, went to Oxford, where he met Philip Larkin, who became his best friend, and who encouraged Amis to become a novelist. He at first wanted to be a poet, but Larkin helped him turn his sketches about campus life into his first novel, Lucky Jim. It's the birthday of Charlie Chaplin, born in London, 1889, who started out as a vaudeville actor in a comedy troupe, went to Hollywood, was shocked at how crude the movies were, started directing himself, and in the year 1914, he directed, wrote, and starred in 16 films in 6 months, in which he invented his most famous character, the Little Tramp, and he became a star recognized around the world. 1787, the first American play opened at the John Street Theater in New York City, written by Royal Tyler. He was 29, graduate of Harvard, veteran of the Continental Army. The play was entitled The Contrast, first play by an American writer to be professionally produced. And it was a success. It played four times that month in New York, and then in Baltimore and Philadelphia. George Washington went to see it. Here's a poem for today by the Irish poet Denis O'Driscoll, entitled Vigil. Life is too short to sleep through. Stay up late. Wait until the sea of traffic ebbs, until noise has drained from the world, like blood from the cheeks of the full moon. Everyone else around you has succumbed. They lie like tranquilized pets on a vet's table. They languish on hospital trolleys and friends' couches, on iron beds in hostels for the homeless, under feather duvets at tourist B&Bs. The radio, devoid of listeners to confide in, turns repetitious. You are your own voiceover. You are alone in the bone-weary tower of your bleary-eyed, blinking lighthouse, watching the spillage of tide on the shingle inlet. You are the single-minded one who hears time shaking from the clock's fingertips like drops, who watches its hands chop years into diced seconds, who knows that when the church bell tolls at 2 or 3, it tolls unmistakably for you. You are the sole hand on deck when temperatures plummet and the hull of an iceberg is jostling for prominence. Your confidential number is the lifeline where the sedated long-distance voices of despair hold out muzzily for an answer. You are the emergency services driver, ready to dive into action at the first warning signs of birth or death. You spot the crack in night's facade, even before the red-eyed businessman on lookout from his transatlantic seat. You are the only reliable witness to when the light is separated from the darkness, who has learned to see the dark in its true colors, who has not squandered your life. A poem entitled Vigil by Denis O'Driscoll from his new and selected poems published by Anvil Press Poetry and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the NEA in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryfoundation.org or find them on Twitter for more information. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Written by Betsy Alistair. Be well. Do good work and keep in touch.